Welcome to today's devotion on life this side of heaven. The Word of God from Luke chapter 24, verses 50 to 53. When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they stayed continually at the temple, praising God. They stayed continually at the temple, praising God? Wow, that last verse is worth repeating. That's because, for many, the ascension of our Lord is a largely misunderstood event in the life of our Savior. Luke tells us that Jesus left them and was taken up into heaven. On the surface, that may sound bittersweet. After all, why would you celebrate if someone you love is going away? Shouldn't the disciples have been bawling their eyes out? Wouldn't it have been like one of those teary farewells you see when families say goodbye to loved ones before boarding a plane at the airport? Wouldn't they be weeping and waving the way parents do as they watch their child heading off to college? On the contrary, as Luke points out, if there were any tears that day, they would only be tears of joy. Take a moment and consider what the ascension of our Lord was all about. I suspect that if more of us realized how monumental this is, we'd be banging down the doors at church to praise God for what has taken place. With the work of our salvation complete, our Savior's ascension is the celebration of mission accomplished. Each Sunday, you and I get to confess in the Creed that for us and for our salvation, Jesus came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man. In other words, Jesus became fully human, flesh and blood, just like you and me, to accomplish our salvation. We give thanks to God that for our sake, for you and me, he suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. And on the third day, he rose again according to the Scriptures. In other words, just as God said he would in his Word. Standing in front of the disciples this day was our risen and victorious Savior who had conquered sin and death. And now he ascended to the throne that's his from eternity. Mission accomplished. But here's the part that seems to leave us scratching our heads. Does that mean now that he's gone? No, far from it. Although Jesus would no longer be visibly present, as he had been, he wasn't telling the disciples that he would no longer be with them. Not at all. In fact, right before this took place, he took great care to assure them, "I am with you always." But now Jesus is with us in an even more incredible manner than before. In Ephesians we hear that Jesus ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. Instead of being in one place at one time, he's with all of us, all of the time. He's with you wherever you are hearing this message. And it gets even better. Paul explains, God seated him, Christ, at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to him, and Jesus rules over everything for the sake of his church, for his redeemed, for you. Today, this day and forever, whether you're at home, at work, or in the hospital, you are in his arms, in his care. And it continues to get better. In John, Jesus assured the disciples, saying, "In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you." With angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, and with all of his redeemed throughout the world, you have a seat in his kingdom with your name on it. Tomorrow is 40 days after our celebration of Easter. It's the festival of the Ascension, and what a great day it is to join with the disciples in singing thanks and praise to God. Let us pray. Risen and ascended Savior, thank you that you are with me always. Amen. Thank you for joining us. If you are listening to us by podcast or on Alexa, we invite you to browse the resources that are available on our site at lifethissideofheaven.org. God bless you and have a great day.